get to the park. The crowd is large and attentive to its white Anglo-Saxon Protestant festival, as attentive as any kind of open-air, loosely knit gathering can be on a gentle summer's day. Myself, I am on the edge of the audience, somewhat absorbed in a kind of learning to sing the old song session, being led by a reasonably pleasant man with short combed hair, a green leather waistcoat and a gap in his teeth. He's working the crowd and addresses me with showtime respect. Here's a man who can pronounce the language of our song perfectly. The song is being taught word by word, call and response. Drifting from the body of people, I join the free wanderers and notice on the other side of the railings two small, humble Indian men walking by the lake, dressed in simple white clothes, with two blonde girls who appear from here to be a little plump, wearing pale blue checkered dresses. The girls are running and skipping near the men, up to about 15 feet away, when a man appears, grabs them, and drags them, protesting, through the railings into the crowded meadow. They're crying and struggling, but are subdued by the fat man, who sits on top of one while holding the other tightly. I move over to the scene, along with half the people not in the main event. We form a small crowd growing by the second. Trying to understand what's going on is difficult, but as I get close to the girls, I see that they are both very beautiful, and beneath the tension of their present circumstance, their pale blue eyes possess a deep inner calm. They're trying to say they want to be released, to go back to their chosen lifestyle. They were happy in it. I understand, and my anger is aroused. They don't want to live in your world of factories and cities with crowded streets where everyone is exploited. I'm being heard by the crowd.
Let them be Indians!
Let them live in a village in the hills, gathering wood and growing food, listening to the sound of rivers, flutes and drums.
Let them be Indians! Let them be free!
I shout even louder.
Let them be Indians!
Push the fat man over. The crowd will not stop me. Maybe, just maybe, they will be allowed to go back to the land, to the beautiful village. Maybe, oh God may it be. Please, let them be Indians. Let them be Indians.